every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for Marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOA, CAGA, PA, LA, LASA.
LASA? Don't speak for SA?
LASA.
LASA.
Hey, East LASA. I used to get a lot of dope in East L.A.
East L.A. rocks.
I used to go to Marvilla.
Wow.
Marvilla. I was like with the only white guy walking down the streets in Marvilla.
And you didn't think you looked suspicious?
Oh, no. Well, I got stopped by the cops all the time. They'd be like, dude, what are you doing?
Taking
I'm
a drive.
Out for a drive. Yeah. Where do you live? Covina. You're out for a drive in Marvilla. 2 a.m.
We're not speaking for them either, right?
We're not speaking for the cops either.
Okay.
We don't speak for any of those guys. We don't even speak that well for ourselves.
Speak for yourself.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Bruce. Hi, Shelly.
Hola.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
K-Tal.
Peanut Gallery. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with...
Shelly.
And Mark.
Shelly, the magic maker.
Okay, knock that off.
She didn't pull out the bullhorn.
Yo, ho,
I'm getting it for the
ho,
next show.
She's magic.
You know. I don't remember the next line.
I think it's never believe it's not so.
It's magic. You know. Everyone out there is like, all right. Look, even the peanut boat gallery's got their hand over their eyes. Oh, my God. Well, I was trying to banter. Our little pre-show banter.
Bant away.
Well, it's time for well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. Sweet.
Okay. We have shout outs to Fran, Donald, Sarah, and Robert.
Sweet. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much for helping
Fran
me out.
Fran is fantastic.
Yep.
She should come out here and visit again.
And Donald says hi on his email.
Hi, Donald.
Is that Donald B?
Donald, he's the one that posts the entire story in his email, so all I have to do is copy and paste.
Sweet.
It rocks.
Don't make it that easy for her, Donald.
Did you hear the way she did that? He's the one who puts all the stuff in the email. So I don't, in other words, hey, Fran and Sarah and all the other guys
Robert,
that send in stuff,
yeah.
Learn.
They actually just send me links, so then I have to go and click on them.
Links are okay.
Yes, links are
oh
good.
Oh, my God. Shelly's like, you mean I actually have to go and push this button to get the story?
They should print them out for you and just mail you the paper so you can just... Then you'd be like a real newscaster. You could just like just read the news.
Oh, what? We should get a teleprompter.
Good morning, San Diego.
That's what I need, a teleprompter. Okay.
I can do my Obama impersonation.
Oh, jeez. In West Village, New York... drunk puppy buying has been banned by West Village pet stores.
What better time is there to buy a puppy than when you're drunk?
Okay, apparently this is quite
a puppy
problem.
Puppy can play with you.
This is quite a problem in the West Village because there is a preponderance of bars, and there are several pet stores as well.
So people get drunk.
So people get drunk, and they go, look at the little puppies, and they go in and they buy the dog. And unfortunately, some sad things happen. I mean,
and a week later, they give it away to a Vietnamese couple.
You've heard of that cookbook, right? 101 Ways to Walk
Your
dog.
Yeah.
Recently, one of the pet store owners had a chihuahua that was returned in a near-dead state the next day because the drunk woman had fed the chihuahua pills.
Which state?
A near-dead state. Oh, well, New York.
Oh.
A near-dead state
a
in near New York.
A near-dead state? Idaho.
New York is nearly dead. I checked their bottom line.
So bad things happen. And so what the store owners have gotten together and decided that if you appear to be intoxicated, you will not even be allowed to touch the dogs.
So, in other words, they're doing like a tattoo parlor thing. Like, tattoo guys are not supposed to tattoo you if you come in hammered.
They tattoo everybody who comes
in
hammered.
They do that all the time.
They're not supposed to, though, because the thing is, the idea is, if the idea people have is if I'm hammered, I won't feel it as much. And the tattoo guys don't really like to do that because people spell stuff wrong, yeah. and you know, and they're supposed to tattoo.
Well, the
exactly
tattoo guy's not
says.
Supposed to be hammered.
It's like that one chick that claimed. They claimed what? Why unbeknownst to me, the guy tattooed 132 stars on my face. Really, unknown by you. You didn't notice?
Wow.
Did, really?
There's some serious
the
Novocaine
girl?
Going on.
She was,
on.
Like, young, too. She was, like, 17 or 18 years old. There's pictures of her online. She's got tattoos. She's got stars, like, a ton of them, like, coming in off the side. And, like, it's not even that it looks bad. It's just, I mean, it's weird.
It's hideous.
Unusual, but
it's hideous.
The father
but...
had a heart attack.
I bet he did.
When his 15-year-old
so came
home?
She didn't know the guy was doing it. And everyone's like, you have 132 stars on your face. How did you not notice?
I'm betting with the state of the economy today that if you walk in, you want to drop $1,500 on a dog and you've had a couple drinks, they're going
to
take your money.
Well, they're saying they won't. They said most of the time that the drunk puppy selling happens around what they're calling the holidays, St. Patrick's Day and Gay Pride. Those are the holidays.
Gay Pride is a holiday?
In New York, those are the holidays. St. Patrick's Day and Gay
Pride is a holiday?
Yes, in New York. That's what they say.
What are we celebrating?
Gay.
Being proud.
I'm proud every day. So every day's a holiday?
I guess so.
Hetero holiday. Every day I'm proud.
Every other day. That's we have 364 awesome. Holidays.
That's awesome. Matter of fact,
for that one day.
I think I should get those days off with pay.
That's right.
All right. Sonic, Burger King, and other fast food chains may be beginning to sell alcohol.
Ooh. Wow.
In a bid to
Why
boost,
do they wait till I get sober to do that?
In a bid to boost business... Burger King and Bidness. Burger King and South and Sonic restaurants in South Florida are going to test market
this.
What did
you call them?
Bidness.
Bidness.
Bidness?
Yes.
A bid to increase business. Bidness.
Okay. I'm not doing what? That. I'm not saying a word.
Okay.
Not
At
a
any
word.
Rate.
I'm trying to help her here.
Let's see. Two Sonics and two Burger Kings in South Florida, they're test marketing this idea. The Burger Kings are being renamed Whopper Bars.
I don't think that's going to fly too good. I really don't.
Drive through booze.
Dude,
I thought it was only in New Orleans.
Whopper Bar.
Actually,
can you see it later? It's ladies' night at the Whopper Bar. Hey, ladies, it takes two hands to handle a Whopper.
I can't
four
see
four Starbucks coffee houses in Seattle now serve alcohol. And they may
wine?
Be expanding. Yes, beer and wine.
And like microbrewery beer, right?
Yeah, beer and wine. And they'll probably be expanding that.
Have you noticed what's happened with Starbucks? They're getting rid of all the like stuff that makes it coffee specific. All those new logos and everything, none of that stuff talks about coffee. None of it. It used to be Starbucks coffee on the logo, not anymore. It's just got that mermaid thing, and all the other stuff is missing. And someone at Starbucks told me, they said, well, they're generic. They're making the logo more generic so they can sell more different kinds of products.
Stuff.
Including beer.
And wine.
They need the drunk mermaid. Where she's just like, she's like half tilted over sideways.
She's got a cigarette in one hand and a martini glass in the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bag of condoms in her.
Let me get a beer coffee because I want to make sure to stay awake during this run.
Yeah, beer coffee.
I'd like a beer frappuccino.
like a triple beer with a wine chaser.
A beer frappuccino. That sounds disgusting.
With a shot.
No, you know what it'll be? Oh, I can tell you what's going to come.
What?
Like some kind of wine frappuccino thing, like a wine slushy.
Oh, yeah, frosty. Well, yeah, I bet you it will.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, if they're using some kind of like low budget wine that's just like, you know,
sangria.
Martini and Rossi
sangria,
or something like that on the rocks.
Frosty. A sangria frosty.
Yeah, it's coming. You watch. And you know what? They'll have like some kind of, eventually, some kind of like Lynchburg cooler iced tea that's going to be a frappuccino.
A blended winerita.
Blended yeah. winerita. All right.
I might go back to drinking. That sounds awesome.
Two California Highway Patrol officers stopped Olin Yahal Mitchell for speeding.
Was he drunk?
I know him.
You know him?
No, I was kidding.
Oh. How many?
They stopped him for speeding.
It must have been a different one.
They stopped him for speeding. Then they believed that he was under the influence, but he refused to submit to a field sobriety test.
He had a weird
name.
He has to be under.
They
the
stuck
influence.
Him in the front seat of their cruiser, the police cruiser.
The front seat.
Oh, that's stupid.
That was really stupid because the first thing he did was start licking the keyboard on the cop's computer.
would have been more stupid if he would have, like, grabbed the shotgun they have right there
and
blew him away.
What would be cool is jump in the driver's seat and drive away.
That's where I thought it was going.
So they told him to stop licking the keyboard.
And they put him in the back.
Well, they told him to stop licking the keyboard, but he repeated the behavior, so they reached him to move the computer out of his reach, and he kicked the officer, prompting both the officers to pull him out of the car and stick him in the back of the cage section of the car.
They just pulled him out and just stuck him in the back, huh?
He was arrested, yeah.
They didn't do the baby harp seal thing to him?
It doesn't say they did.
Okay.
Pull out the clubs?
Yeah.
He was arrested on suspicion of DUI.
It's really sad, actually. I get sad watching every time I see that.
See what?
The baby seals getting clubbed.
They should
drunk learn guys getting clubbed.
They should learn to defend
story,
themselves.
Though.
Yeah, drunk guys getting clubbed is funny.
He was arrested on suspicion of DUI, resisting arrest, battery of a peace officer, driving without a license, and possession of marijuana.
Did they club him?
It doesn't say they did. I just
they
said that.
Should have clubbed him.
Beat the crap out of him.
Sheesh.
Moment he licked the keyboard, man. Yeah. Boot to the head.
Yeah. The next one is my favorite story tonight.
Sweet.
Bananas do not like gorillas or the Verizon Wireless Network.
That's a great, great story.
Yes.
You didn't see this one?
Officers arrived at... This is near Cleveland. This happened near
Bananas
Cleveland.
Don't like
Bananas
gorillas.
Do not like gorillas or Verizon Wireless Network. This happened in the Cleveland area.
Have you been drinking?
No. I saw this story.
Officers arrived at the wireless center because the business's advertising mascot, which is a big gorilla... was attacked by a banana. The store management told police that a man was dressed as a banana. He tackled the gorilla.
What an idiot.
Then the banana ran away.
Dude, I'm surprised the banana
the
was
banana
able
split.
To run away.
The banana split.
I'm surprised he was able to run away.
The gorilla was not injured, and I love this
line. It's a gorilla.
It's a guy dressed as a gorilla.
Oh.
Try to keep
knows?
Up, Bruce.
Yeah, keep up. It's a mascot. Okay. My favorite line in this, police were unable to locate the banana.
Yes.
Did they check the tailpipe?
Yes.
Oh, Shelly comes in with a zinger. Ba-dum-bum. Yeah, because I'm thinking, you know, who knows? I mean, maybe it's some, you know, Cal Worthington is his dog spot. I'm thinking, yeah, go up and attack the gorilla dressed as a banana.
The fugitive banana.
All right.
The only thing I can say to that is, it's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat. There you go. There you go. There you go. There you go. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat. That's Fran's new ringtone right there.
Let's see, where are we?
That's a classic.
In Carnegie, Quebec. Transport Canada, which I guess is their version of the TSA or something like that, has launched an investigation to determine why a pilot landed his aircraft in the parking lot of a strip club.
I can tell you why.
He was late.
They received a 911 call from a witness who thought they saw the plane crash, but actually it was landing in front of the Le Rendezvous bar.
Le Rendezvous?
Le Rendezvous?
Police discovered that the pilot had entered the bar. He later left the bar and took off.
In the plane?
Yes, in the plane. The police later found the
pilot. This is a small plane, right?
Yeah.
I would hope so.
Ultralight.
Because a 747?
An ultralight. You know what? Ultralights? I don't know about now, but I know in the past, like when the very first times I ever saw them, like there was a couple of guys around where we live that had them. It didn't require anything to fly them. Like you didn't have to have any kind of license or anything. I don't know if that's changed, but they look pretty cool.
Because it was a lot like a hang glider.
Yeah, a little tiny engine on it, too. There used to be a guy who used to take it off from the local school right around the corner up here. He'd be out there, he'd take off right from the field. And you could, like, fold the thing up and carry it with you. I don't ever remember seeing him at the strip club, though.
You mustn't have been there that night.
Well, apparently they believe the pilot may have been bar hopping.
Bar hopping?
Stripper hopping.
Exactly.
Looking for a stripper to hop on.
More mileage during the day.
A Florida traffic court judge was busted after a witness told the police, and they went and arrested her, that she was in the men's restroom taking cell phone pictures of the men's members when they tried to urinate.
Wait. The judge?
The judge.
here come the judge.
Wow. She, it's a woman. Rhonda Hollander was arrested this week.
Was there a reason?
No.
If her name was Geraldine, she could have said, the devil made me do it.
She was arrested for resisting an officer, assault on an officer, and obstruction with violence because she got feisty when they tried to arrest her. But they didn't do anything. There was no charges because she was taking
junk pictures.
Yeah, taking pictures of people's
junk.
Well, the first guy that she encountered, his name was Willie.
Free Willie.
And she took a picture of his Willie.
Free Willie.
Wee Willie Winky.
She got belligerent with the police because she refused to surrender her cell phone.
We have not heard the reason that she was doing this yet, huh?
You know why she didn't want to give up her cell phone? That's how many pictures she took that night. I wonder how many pictures are in her cell phone.
Yeah, well,
because these days smartphones will hold hundreds and hundreds and hundreds.
Maybe the judge refused to send her
judge something.
The judge refused to surrender her cell phone, insisting that it is a public restroom and she was not breaking any kind of laws.
Wow, I hope that passes.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's probably true because probably she had their permission. Obviously, she didn't go in there and take pictures of them without them giving her permission. That would be difficult to do.
No, Willie Jackson said he was getting ready to urinate when Hollander appeared suddenly at the adjoining urinal and began snapping away.
That's what I'd say if I was.
She then took photos of another man entering the restroom before she bolted.
Wow.
And there's no reason given in the story for why she did this.
You know what the second guy's name was?
Johnson?
Dick Johnson.
Oh,
Rock.
Boy.
Rock Johnson. That would be a great porn name. I'm Rock Johnson.
They call me Biggie.
look at Randy, what's his name? Randy, Big Unit.
Big Unit Johnson?
Yeah, Randy Johnson, Big Unit. He's a pitcher.
All right.
For Arizona, right?
Good for him, because if he was a catcher, that'd be painful.
Big Johnson. That's true.
I'll do one more quick
one. Restricted blood flow.
In Boulder, jeez, Louise.
On a catcher, it would be. I'm telling you.
Boulder, Colorado. Investigators are trying to determine if a cat died from having heroin smoke blown in its face.
It did. Next story.
It did? Have you heard the story?
No.
Oh.
Well, cats aren't very big.
They were asking. I answered.
Probably OD'd.
Boulder police arrested Danielle Blankenship when her boyfriend alleged that she hit him in the face when he tried to stop her from repeatedly blowing heroin smoke in the cat's face. And boyfriend apparently was not under the influence.
You know what else is bad for cats? Putting on a microwave oven and turning it on.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Anyone involved with PETA who wants to send their mail...
That's bad for them.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, don't dry your poodle off in the microwave.
Poodles, too. I saw a guy put a poodle in one at a party one time.
Oh, that's sad.
They didn't turn it on, though, right?
Yeah.
Did it die?
No. No, it was never the same, though.
Oh, I bet it wasn't.
I was going to say, scramble its brains?
It was never the same.
Wow, that's really sad.
Yeah.
Now I'm bummed out. All the merriment of the boozy news just left my body.
Oh, really? I know. It's sad, and that's the end of the boozy news. Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio, yeah.
Gotta love Casa.
Yep.
De las Amigas. Been there a long time.
Have
fine, you? Fine facility. You know what, Shelly? If I needed a meeting, what should I be doing?
You should be putting on your little shoesies and getting in your little car, or taking a bus, or getting a ride from someone, or walking to a meeting post-haste.
Mark.
What?
I need a meeting. I happen to be at home. I already happen to have this show on. What should I do?
Turn it up, baby.
With two or more gathered. We got three right here.
Four.
You at home make... Oh, we got four right here. You at home makes five. I've been in lots of meetings that
have
less
than
people.
That.
And a higher power. That makes six.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And it's not a men's tag.
That's right. No matter if you're a woman or a man, you can be at this meeting. It's all good.
This is not a meeting. This is for entertainment purposes
only.
It's
the meeting after the meeting.
Then I'm leaving.
It's the meeting after the meeting. Who's got the copy commitment here? Because I'm not seeing any. We need it. You know what? Wouldn't that be awesome? Start making bigger and bigger peanut galleries, and as we get more and more people, we start electing positions, we start passing the basket.
I like it.
I mean, no treasurer, no GSR, because we're not a regular meeting.
Right.
But, you know.
Well, we're going to keep the money anyway.
We're going to make someone. Who can we get for cleanup?
Yeah.
Because they
got to
come before and after.
After, yeah.
Clean the whole studio.
Carmelita.
That'd be awesome. So, I heard our topic is blame. I'm blaming Mark for bumming me out at the end of the boozy news with the poodle story. The dog that was never the same after the microwave incident.
You are.
Blame.
I didn't do it.
Blame. You don't think newcomers ever play the blame game, do you?
No.
I mean, I never hear that. How about teenagers?
Teenagers are notorious for it.
It wasn't my fault. Yeah. I didn't smoke that weed.
Blame.
He had it.
Also known as Yabut.
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 Hey,
he did it.
Yabut.
Yeah.
So, Shelly.
What?
What do you do with people that are playing the blame game? Just front them off about it, or you coddle them, or what do you do?
And give examples.
And give examples.
with no names. Don't,
well, let's
don't
see.
Give names. Make sure they're people you currently sponsor, though. So we'll know who you're talking about.
Yeah, no.
We can narrow it down that way. You tell the story, we'll guess the sponsee.
One of the gals, when I was at Pitzer, one of the gals that wanted me to sponsor her and, you know, drive her all over hell and gone, and you know what they do, the way they do it, kept telling me that it wasn't her fault she was there. Her boyfriend got her into trouble.
Well, of course.
You know, that's,
bastard.
I hear that. It's always the significant other's fault.
Always.
Always the other's. And
or,
whether it's
the
guy
boss.
Or the girl, it's just...
Wow, that's like the default switch.
Yeah, it is.
Or the boss, or the parents.
And I told her, I said, so you got arrested for DUI. He put the gun to your head and made you drink and made you get in the car and made you turn the car over and made you drive away. He had a gun to your head. And she said, well, no. And I said, so then how is it his fault? She didn't really talk to me very much after that.
You weren't co-signing.
That's a quick way to get rid of
sponsors.
You know what you do? You know what to a gal like that? You say, look, here's what you need to do. You need to call 1-800-DIAL-A-SPONSOR. 1-800-SPONSOR. Work only the steps you want in the order you choose. Co-signing 24/7. It's awesome.
That's right.
I'm going to start that up.
Yeah.
Like $5.95 a minute.
That's right.
Build to your cell phone. Right. How about you, Mark?
For me to agree with you, press 1.
Yeah. Yes, I think that's a fabulous idea.
For English, press 3.
Hey, man. Yeah, for Spanish, press 2. Hola, ¿qué tal?
We need to sign your court card multiple times.
Fax it to us. We'll fax it back, filled out completely for $50. So, Mark.
What?
Clearly, did you used to do it?
Blame?
Yeah.
Well, I told you guys, I blamed the first guy who ever sold me Coke.
Yeah, because he told you that you needed to buy an ounce.
No, I just asked how much it was. He said $1,800 an ounce. I said, good, I'll take one. If he'd said $100 a gram, I'd have taken one.
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, at first.
Yeah.
Because a gram for one guy, that's enough to really kick it off good.
Yeah.
Even if it's your first time, you probably want to go back for more.
But if I'd have kept my using to grams instead of ounces, I'd have been fine.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Well, you would have still used ounces. You just would have done them one
a gram at a time.
Clearly, though, we've all at some time, not in recovery as much. But
yeah, I blame my ex for whatever happens.
probably for a long time.
Yeah. Why not?
They're available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't played a whole lot of Blame. Because I can't blame anybody for, like, relapsing, because I didn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I've sponsored a lot of people who tend to, you know, well, it's, you know, it's my old girlfriend's fault. Why? Well, she called me and wanted to get together, and so I wanted to get together with her, and we were just going to hang out, and she knows I'm sober. And we were hanging out, and she was like, well, let's smoke some pot. And she knew I was sober, and she brought it up anyway. And we did, so it was her fault.
Yeah, it's kind of like people that say, it's like the old phrase, and I've heard it used for drugs and sex and all kinds of things. It just happened. Really? So, like, cocaine appeared in the syringe in front of you?
Yeah.
It just happened. You didn't have to talk to anybody or purchase anything or talk to anybody and get them to bring it or nothing. It just happened. It was just there. Yeah, why this magic ball of black tar heroin just appeared.
Yeah.
Really? So no one brought it over. Well, this guy brought it over. So you had to do it. Well, and then how about this? How about people that blame the program? Blame the program.
Perfect.
People that will say something like this, like out of the big book, they'll say, I was without defense for the first drink, or I was out front defense of the first drug. You know, they use the program like I was defenseless.
Yeah.
I couldn't do any. There will come a time when I couldn't do anything about it, and I couldn't. I call shenanigans.
Doesn't that only happen if you're not working the program? Because isn't the program your first defense?
It should be. Well, or the defense should come from your higher power.
Was that the correct big book or the wrong big book? That's
the big book.
Is it in both of them?
Because the only thing they changed in the newer big book are the personal stories and the titles of some of them. They didn't really change any of the first 164 pages.
Yeah.
That goes back to another show.
Yeah.
So, Shelley,
mm-hmm.
You ever played the blame game? Did you ever blame me?
My whole last binge was your fault.
Oh, clearly. Perfect.
No, the very first, I remember very clearly the very first night that my last binge started, when it was on, I was pissed at you for something. We'd gotten in an argument about
that
something.
Bastard's sober.
We'd gotten in an argument about something, and I thought to myself, the one thing Bruce hates is a drunk, so I'm going to get good and drunk. It was all your fault.
See, I don't
you
think
hate
that's
drunks?
My fault.
You hate drunks?
Yeah, I don't see that. I don't see it being my fault that I don't like drunks. Well,
are you
living
sure?
With me. I mean, there's a difference. I love drunks.
I was going to say.
I'm a drunk. Alcoholics go to meetings.
That's right.
Oh.
Someone gave me that bumper sticker.
Me too.
See, I want to wear it. I want to put it on my truck, but I'm afraid I'll get pulled over.
Every night.
Yeah. I'll be driving around at 2 in the morning. I'll get immediately pulled over. Then I'll have to show them my key ring.
Yeah, weave a little while you're driving.
Oh, I'll play pinball down the street. Against the parked cars.
Drunk pinball? I love that game.
So.
Yeah.
Blame. Everybody does it, or everyone has done it at one point in time.
Yeah.
I had bosses I blamed, girlfriends, you know, because it was never my fault.
So, ever. Bruce, what do you say to someone that you sponsor, for instance, if they are blaming something?
Usually, I'm pretty blatant about it. Now, I have a guy that's done it with me recently, like with the, well, it just happened. That's bullshit. It didn't just happen. And then we go back and review how it went. I said, let's talk about what happened. That just, well, so-and-so gave me a call. Oh, so you were forced to go meet with that person that you know you shouldn't be hanging out with? Well, you know, they're a good friend of mine. But they get loaded, right? Yeah, so you're already setting yourself up to go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then what happened? Well, he wanted to meet me at a bar. Oh, I wanted to meet you at a bar.
But he knows I'm sober.
But he knows, he knows you're sober, and he shouldn't have invited me. No, you shouldn't have gone. You know, from the beginning, like at every step of the way, there was something he could have done to not do it. He didn't have to. Matter of fact, he's not supposed to talk to the guy at all. So when the phone rings and it says it's the guy's name, you hit the dismiss. You don't pick it up. Then if you accidentally pick it up and he says, hey, meet me at the bar, you say, no, there's no reason for me to go to a bar. I don't drink anymore.
Meet me at a meeting.
I mean, at every junction.
Yeah, really.
That's how you get him to quit calling you. Meet me at the bar. No, meet me at a meeting.
Yeah. We can get your friends over, too.
Yeah.
What do you do, Shelly?
Usually, well, once I get over the laughter, because that's usually what happens, I start chuckling. I don't know. I haven't really run into it that... I mean, I've heard it, but it's always been in a position where we've been sitting in a meeting or something, and I can't exactly go up to the person and say, you're full of crap.
True.
Because we've been in a meeting.
That's a great line, because it just gave me the topic for the next show. Thanks.
Oh, good. Okay. But there have been a few times when I've had to say, I don't think that that's true. And then if they say, why don't you... You know, why? I say, because you could have done this, or you could have done that, or, you know, and... What did I say recently?
I love the diplomacy there. I don't think that's true. I just say bullshit.
Well, I'm nothing if not diplomatic sometimes.
Me too.
Occasionally, I can be diplomatic. I'm trying to think of what I said recently to someone, and because I remember...
I've heard both Shelley and Mark be undiplomatic in a meeting before.
Yeah,
about
that's true,
people that were sharing about
the same
how
meeting.
Great dope
was. It was the same
was.
Meeting.
Shut up.
Yeah.
We're itching to get there first.
I know. It was like a race. God, what did I say recently? I said, when someone said that they couldn't get to a meeting, I said, what, your car is broken? Because I know this person has a car. And then they said, well, no, I have to work. And I said, okay, there are meetings in the morning. There are meetings in the afternoon.
Yeah, what time do you start work?
I have to sleep.
What time?
I have to eat.
Yeah, what time do you start work? 8 o'clock, 6:15 to 7:15 every morning. I mean, attitude adjustment or
yeah.
Dawn patrol or whatever the other one is. There's three clubs within 5 miles there that all have those meetings.
I went to some morning meetings
and
before
charter.
Work back when I was working, and I had just started going to meetings, and I had to go to a meeting. And this person has stopped texting me, so.
I don't go to 6:15 meetings.
I went to
anymore.
A morning meeting once. That's early.
Yeah.
Attitude adjustment. First of all, you are not going to get to adjust my attitude if I had to get up to go to a 6:15 a.m. meeting. There's nothing you
no,
can
gonna,
say.
They're going to adjust it. They're going to adjust it to the bad.
There's no, it's already going to be bad when I get there. There's nothing you can say to make me feel better.
I don't know. You know what? How many times have you been to a meeting, though, where when you leave the meeting, no matter what's going on, you just feel better? That happens to me all the time.
Yeah, but
like,
if
I
you
mean,
feel
I
really
want to go
bad,
to the meeting, then when I get there... Mm-hmm. Whatever's going on, it's just like I leave the meeting. Doesn't even matter what kind of meeting it is. I leave the meeting. I'm like, yeah. I feel good. Feel good.
95% of all meetings I've gone to, I think I've always left feeling better.
Yeah.
There's a few.
Yeah, the 5% are all the 6:15 in the morning meetings.
Yeah. No, there's a few meetings that I've left and just gone, I'll never get that hour and a half back.
So, Mark, what would your final words on the blame game be?
There are no accidents and very few coincidences in life. So if something happened, the guy you need to blame is staring back at you in the mirror.
There you go, Shelley.
I think that if something has happened to you that upsets you or causes you to have a relapse or causes you to do something incredibly stupid... It's not, it may be, maybe part of it is somebody else's fault, but the bottom line is you had a part in it. You know, you always have to look at what your part is first, and then you'll figure out, you know, way back at the beginning, you could have changed the circumstances.
Yeah. My feeling is, you know what? If you did something, you're the one that's to blame, almost guaranteed. Unless someone walked into a room and held you down and slammed you with drugs or something like that, or, you know, tied you to a chair and power hitted you with a bunch of weed, there's no way to justify having been in where you were at, or, you know, no matter how you think. I've heard people that say, you know, well, I was trying to do a 12-step call. Really? Who'd you take with you? Well, nobody.
Yeah.
So you went into a crack house to save a guy, you didn't even take anyone with you, and you got 45 days sober? Yeah. Not a good idea.
How many calls have you gotten from me to go on a 12-step call? Because
I've gotten calls from Mark.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a sponsee coming over with his mom.
Yeah.
Come meet me at the house.
Yeah, he's a mess.
He's a mess. Come meet me at the house.
I ain't doing this by myself.
You got to talk about him.
Come meet me in the parking lot.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? The blame game, it's all your fault. That's my final words. It's probably, you know what?
I'm blaming you.
It's probably your fault. I mean, if you're the one that's trying to throw the blame,
if you got loaded,
likely.
If you got loaded, it's absolutely your fault.
Yeah. So, Shelley.
Yes.
Who's our friend back east?
That'll be Bruce.
The other white meat?
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post.
That's
and you can
sweet.
Also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can get the 12-Step Gazette in your little burg.
Can they click the link to that from our Recovery101.net page?
Yes, they can.
Makes it easy.
Very large link.
Who else could they click?
Can't miss it.
From there.
You can click any one of our sponsors, including In the Rooms.
Sweet.
You can click on In the Rooms and go to intherooms.com.
.com.
You can put up a profile. You can enter the A of your choice.
I love to enter the A of my choice.
Yeah. Choose away. There are speaker tapes. There are online meetings you can find, online chats. There's Friends of Recovery 101, which you can go to.
Yes, you can.
And you can listen to our show while you search the site, and it is 100% free, and your money back guaranteed if you don't like it.
Outstanding. We've also got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com, recovery101radio@hotmail.com. You can join our crack sales staff, not a staff that sells crack, but our crack advertising sales staff at recovery101sales@gmail.com. You can do that from anywhere in the country. Or the world, even, actually. If you find an advertiser, we'll pay you a gracious commission. You send us an email, we'll talk it over with you, and we'll hook you up. Just like the people that got hooked up from getting our advertisers that we currently have. Videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
And I believe if you go to metacafe.com, there's also an Easy Look channel there that has...
You believe?
Stuff.
I believe
I can fly. Shelley.
I believe I can touch the sky.
Shelley?
Yes?
I just wanted to catch you when you were done primping.
Sorry, primping
for the radio show.
My hair clip was coming out.
Yeah. Yep. I have a perfect face for radio.
You do.
Shelley?
What?
Who's the lead on music by?
Let's go with Sean Van Domelen. Sorry, Sean Van Domelen.
From SleepyPilotMusic.com. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Take care of you.
Christmas Day.